Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuwarawa, Ngā Tanahira, Toko Wingwa. This is your Wātea News. Former New Zealand First Minister Shane Jones says iwi need to look at fish farming and aquaculture to make up for potential reductions in their commercial fisheries. He says just one generation on from the 1991 Sea Law deal and the Māori fisheries settlement, the pressure is coming on the New Zealand fishing industry, where Māori hold a lot of their wealth in the form of quota. That's threatened by the powerful recreational fishing lobby and the Greens, who don't want to see a large commercial fishing sector.
So for those of our whānau who are interested in marine farming, now's a time to ramp up the efforts. And if Māoridom are to cede their fisheries quota, then the quid pro quo ought to be an expanded set of opportunities to create marine farming, fish farming, aquaculture enhanced estate.
Shane Jones says the threat to extinguish Māori rights established in the 1991 settlement is why New Zealand First blocked the creation of a giant reserve around the Kermadec. A Far North social entrepreneur wants to trial a new way to give tamariki the security of being in their own homes. Ricky Houghton says He Korowai Trust's latest housing development near Kaitaia is well underway, with infrastructure going in thanks to a $1.8 million grant from the Provincial Growth Fund. 10 of the 28 houses are already refurbished and just waiting for resource consent and the completion of earthworks to be moved on to the site. He wants to put the homes in trust in the names of Tamariki and Kia.
The kids are always the innocent victims of mum and dad's behaviour. So what it will mean is that the kids will actually be able to stay in the house. They won't have to move. They can wake up in their own beds. They can continue to go to their own schools, and they can bring an auntie or uncle in to look after them while mum and dad are getting themselves sorted out.
Ricky Houghton says a lot of children from the north are living in care outside the region because there is no specialist housing for them. Meanwhile, Wellington City Mission today opened an emergency housing complex that can accommodate up to 100 individuals and whānau. The government is contributing about $15 million over 3 years to support Te Pā Pori, which is in the former Wild Zebra Backpackers Lodge on Tory Street. Homeless Minister Manama Davidson says the government needs to balance the long-term goal of increasing public housing supply with the imperative to provide immediate support to whānau and individuals who find themselves without a home. She says being homeless can strip people of dignity and hope, and having a safe and secure place to stay while the right support services are available is crucial to ensuring people can transition to long-term suitable housing. And that is your Wātea News.